Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, I've got a question for you. What is your love language? John, do you even know what the love language test is?
I have zero idea. So this is getting dropped on John completely. No, I have no idea. Maybe I've heard of it. I don't even know if I've even heard of this, Ben. Mm. So let's love me. Right? Love me.
Love me. Okay, let me see if I can share this with you real quick. So the love language is like a test. Well, let me give you some context before I share it. So we were on a call, office hours with BK. So if you're in our course and you're a member of our elite membership, you can come join group coaching with John, myself. You know, we have Layton come in there and do some Shopify coaching. We have Jaden do some UK coaching. We have more coaches who are going to do more group coaching as part of our elite membership. So here's your call. Come join the course. If you've been on the fence, now's your chance. But in there, we were talking about hiring today, and we got on the topic of employees. And I started saying, here's one tip that we did with our employees that I think is really weird. And maybe you'll think this is really weird too, but at the end of the day, it worked out really well for us. So there's this test called the love language test, John. So if you really sit and think about it, there is a certain way you like to give love and there's a certain way you like to receive love. So the five things are acts of service. So let's talk from the from a giving angle, right? Or no, you know what? Let's talk from a receiving angle. Here's how John likes to receive angle. So acts of service would be like your wife cooking the dinner, or like, you know, hey, honey, I'll do the dishes for you tonight. Or she wakes you up with a cup of coffee in the morning. You know, that would be an act of service, right? So that's one of the five. The next is quality time. Does John like to receive love by spending real quality time with his children, with his wife, with whoever else he likes to receive love from? Me. You like to spend time with me on Wednesdays, John. Maybe it is quality time. Words of affirmation. Is it that? Do you like to have people tell you great things about you, build you up? Do you like to hear great things, right? The fourth one is physical touch, which is my personal love language by far. Physical touch. You like to be hugged. You like to be rubbed. Whatever. Yeah. John's got his eyebrows going. He knows what I'm talking about. I bet this is a bigger thing for most people than they want to admit. Physical touch is great. Some people don't want to be touched. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or the fifth one, do you like to receive gifts? Do you like to have things gifted to you? Is that like what lights you up inside? So if you can think about this through the lens of you and your partner, whatever that, your spouse, however that looks for you, you probably like to receive love in a certain way. Your spouse likes to receive love in a certain way, and you both like to give it in a certain way too. And what I found by doing this test, I don't know, with multiple women actually, but my current wife, the one who matched up most perfectly, likes to receive in the way I like to give love. And likes to give love in the way I like to receive love. And boy, does that work out handsomely, right? And so like that was my first exposure to this. So I'm sure in your head right now, you're thinking, do I match up with my spouse? Do I like to, you know, give acts of service and she likes to physical touch me, or however that works out for you guys, whatever that is, right? I like to give gifts. My wife likes to receive gifts. So that worked out really well. I like physical touch and she likes giving physical touch. It worked out really, really well. And so you're probably saying, well, isn't this a show about dropshipping? Here we go. All right, let me like relay this back to business and you tell me if this is a good idea or a bad idea, John. So on the call, I was like, when we brought on employees, one of the first tests we gave them was this love language test. And I did so because I wanted to know how to support the employees that we had. Because when you start hiring people, you end up being like, for me, a dad. Also, sometimes a mom. And sometimes their therapist. And like, you're building a culture there and you stop from the doing it into setting a vision and helping people aspire to be better versions of them and grow the vision for you. And like, you know, they're people too. They're going to come in a bad place some days. They're going to come in a good place some days. They're going to do great things some days and you need to reward them somehow. You need to understand how they receive love and admiration in some way, shape or form. So we gave them this test. They gave us the same funny look John did when I said, hey, let's do an episode on love languages. it ended up being a really great thing. And the reason is we had a multitude of answers. So we had, I'll give you a few examples, right? So this is a golf company. We had one person who responded, their love language to receive was quality time. And so you might be thinking, how do I give my employee quality time, right? So we ended up, you know, when you stop by someone's desk to check in on them or on a Zoom call, we ended up giving that person a little more time than we gave everyone else because that actually meant a lot to them. We would then tell him, hey, you don't work Friday morning. You have the whole morning off. You're coming with us. And all three of us owners would take that dude out golfing. We would just go golf around with him. And that meant the world to that employee, where that might not have meant anything to anyone else. We had another one who receiving gifts was their answer. And if I'm remembering right, this was the person who was like really into the Oakland Raiders or Las Vegas Raiders, as they're known now. And so we put together a package and gave him a package of gifts around the Raiders. And that meant the world to him that he was receiving a gift around his thing. Others were words of affirmation. And so I made it a point when I was there every 3 weeks to a month, I would walk by this employee and I would make sure I would say something every fucking time I walked by. I would give words of affirmation. Just like, you're doing a really great job. Or I love how you're working hard at this task or whatever it may be. And then others, there was one that was physical touch. And right, you might be saying, well, how does that play out in the workplace? Well, you know, it was a lot of males in this workplace. Not that we're giving you, you know, the old tap on the ass and the good game at the end of the day, but I would walk by and, you know, slap them on the shoulder and squeeze whatever this muscle's called here, you know, just be like, really appreciate you, you know, say something words wise with physical. I'm a big hugger. If you've ever met me, if you're a student, you've been to a live event, I'll give you a hug. If I haven't given you one already, I'll give you one. I'm a big hugger. And so if the employee was okay with that, I'd give him a hug and just be like, hey, thanks so much for what you do. And so, we had no one say acts of service, by the way, so I'm not even sure how that would play in, but it would be ordering them lunch, doing, I'm not sure what it would be for an employee, but we just try to think through this lens, not only in our personal lives with our spouses, but also with our employees. And I think this is a unique tool that you probably have heard no one talk about when it comes to like employees. And so I don't know, what's your take on that, John?
Hey, John here. I just wanted to drop you a quick message to let you know that we have big things happening at Dropship Breakthrough. So if you're a listener of this podcast, you will have heard us talk about Dropship Breakthrough, which is where Ben and I teach people like you how to build, launch, and grow life-changing high-ticket dropshipping businesses. Well, it's been up and running since early 2021, and this year it is undergoing its first major update and upgrade. So we are updating and adding new content to every single video of the course, which means that what is already the biggest, most comprehensive, most well-supported high-ticket dropshipping course in existence is going to a whole nother level. So if you're serious about building, launching, and growing a life-changing high-ticket dropshipping business, and you want to get full access to everything that we have, this podcast is fantastic. There is a wealth of knowledge here, but there is a whole nother level within our program. There are so many things that we just can't get into a podcast, and there is so much support available there that we see people have the best success when they're in that program. So if you'd like to get access to that and take advantage of the most up-to-date high-ticket dropshipping information available, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Or our launch program, which is dropshipbreakthrough.com/launch. You'll find the links below in the description. Join the program today. I'll see you inside. I like it. I like it. I think there is probably other things of a similar nature out there, that like exercises that you could do with your employees to learn more about how best to engage with them. I haven't heard of this one specifically previously, as I mentioned. I love the idea. And I like that people are hearing about it here, because I think this is, you know, one of the things that I really struggle with dropshippers about when it comes to their employees and the idea of hiring, is that most people's mindset around it tends to be, oh, I've just got to ram someone in there and they're going to do a job for me. And, you know, like, and if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to fire them. Like, and it's like very kind of transactional and not relationship based. Like you said, like, you know, when you bring on staff and all that sort of thing, you're like mom or dad, and you know, you maybe a brother or sister or something like that. Like that's the, you kind of feel like that sometimes. And I think that's a really important way for people to think about people that they hire, their employees, their team members, whatnot, is that, you're not just getting them in there to just do a job, and they're like a widget, right? They're a person. People work best and produce best when they have, you know, a relationship with other people that's supportive, that's loving, that's caring, like whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, I can see, definitely see the value of this exercise for sure. I'm no doubt there are people who are listening to this that are going to find it a very challenging idea. Sure. You know, so maybe it would be something that you would practice in your personal life first. If you do, you know, if you have a partner or a spouse or whatever, you know, personal relationships you have, this could be something to practice there first if it interests you, and then think about, you know, utilizing it more broadly in some way, but just to get your head around it. But is there any resources we can point people to on this?
Yeah. Like, so I just clicked on it because I just clicked on it because I thought it was free, and I think it is free. When I clicked on it, I got brought to a page where they're offering additional quizzes because it's just a quiz, right? Right. And now this is making my head spin. One's called the apology language. What is your apology language? How do you like to be apologized to? To be fair, before this call, John was very mean to me. So I might take this quiz and pass it on to him. He owes me an apology. But that's very interesting in how you could that's very interesting in how you could use that with your employees. You know, to make sure that when you fuck up, because you're going to fuck up as an owner, as a boss, that you apologize in a way that it actually like resonates with them. Because, you know, if you don't say it in the way they want to accept it, they're not going to accept it, right? Another one is like a free anger assessment. John, maybe you need that based on the sorry, I can't. I'm just going to ride into this joke as long as I can. And then the other one is like a appreciation language, which I feel like is very similar to love language. But it says, do you feel appreciated at work, and explore your appreciation language? So very interesting. I think... yeah, so you can just straight up take this test. So if you search love language, what did I search? All I searched was love languages, and it was, you know, after the sponsored results, of course. It was the five lovelanguages.com, the number 5lovelanguages.com, and then it says, you know, the love language quiz. And so you can just take it and kind of see where you're at. I would encourage everyone doing this. If you have a spouse, go do this. Like, you'll learn so much about, like, what they want in a relationship. It might not be what you want to hear. It might not be a way you like to give love, but, like, if your spouse wants to receive it that way, you should probably know about it. So I don't know, I found this super valuable to do with a spouse, with multiple spouses at this point. Super valuable. So I would recommend it to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, this stuff is very important. I think, you know, particularly if you're somebody who's I mean, I can understand people hearing this and being a bit skeptical and being like, well, you know, I'm just going to do things the way that I do things. And I'm going to give love the way I give love, and people can just suck it up or whatever. You know, that's the way it's going to be, kind of thing. And I think, you know, when you have employees and you build a team in your business, at that point, you're a leader, right? You have to start I mean, if you want that to work, you're going to have to start exhibiting leadership. You're going to have to develop leadership. And there are many ways that you can do that. And certainly the role of a leader is to do everything they can to get the most out of their team members, out of the people that they lead. And so I think part of that is recognizing that that people are different, right? People aren't like you either. Some people might be like you, but a lot of people aren't like you. And so you need to find ways that you can understand how you can, you know, encourage, persuade, develop your team members to put out their best, to do their best, to be their best. And so you actually have to dig to work that out, because the answer isn't going to be the same for every employee. And so this, you know, these sort of things, whether it's this one in particular, or like I said, I'm pretty sure there's other ones out there. I mean, these are really good tools that you can use to actually, you know, demonstrate some leadership in your business and make your business a place that people want to actually work. And I think practicing this sort of stuff as well is really cool is a cool thing just to do, even if you have one employee. Like, I think another question that people will say here is, wow, I'm only going to hire one person. Like, I mean, like, oh, why don't I need to do this? I had a discussion with somebody the other day about, you know, their hiring and SOPs and having instructions for their staff and systems and things like this. And they were like, well, I've only got one employer. Can't I just tell them that stuff? Like, I don't need any of that stuff yet. I'm not going to waste time doing that because I'm only going to have one employee. And I'm like, all right, you want to grow your business, right? Do you want a $10 million a year business? You're not going to have one employee. Would you like to have a $50 million a year business? You're going to have 20 employees. Like, get in the habit of doing this stuff when you're really small, right? And you might not be able to see that one day you're going to be really big, but if you are, you need to be able to do this stuff. And understanding and developing your leadership skills and understanding how to help other people on your team be the best that they can be becomes incredibly important when you have 5 people, when you have 10 people, when you have 20 people on your team, which, yeah, not everybody listening to this show is going to end up there. Some people are. So you got to plan for it ahead and practice it and get used to doing these things. Because this is how, like, businesses can only grow so far just off the back of the owner. At some point, your growth is based on systems and processes and team. Like, that's it. That's it. That becomes everything at some point. And so the earlier you can introduce yourself to this stuff, I believe, the better.
But the hard part is realizing you got to change. Like you said, mimicking what I said, you know, you're going to be a therapist, a mom, a dad, a brother. It's such a change. It's actually really hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, I found it very difficult to make that transition from Ben does it all to, hey, someone's here to do it all. And also, you know, one day every 2 weeks that I'm going to come in and they're going to be, you know, pissed off about something or something's going bad in their life or, you know, God forbid something terrible happened in their family. Just like that, you know, these are real people. But also you hopefully if you hired well, you tend to like really grow to care deeply about these people and want them to aspire to reach their goals and care about the things going on in their life. And it's a big transition. I think one thing we often hear in the dropshipping community is VA. I'm going to hire a VA. And just like, it's so, like you said, transactional. It's so distant. It's so non-relationship oriented. It's just like, I'm hiring this tasker to come in. And also, can they do everything in the business? Can they answer calls? Can they process orders? Can they write blog posts? Can they upload products? And you're just like, oh my gosh. So, yeah, anyway, I don't know. I hope this was enlightening. I do have one last question, John. How do you like to receive love? I'm curious now that you've heard the 5 acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, or receiving gifts. How does John like to receive love?
If you've been getting tons of value from the podcast and you want to learn more about high ticket dropshipping and interact with a fantastic community of high ticket dropshippers, we've got a free Facebook group that you can join right now today. So if you head over to Facebook and search for Dropship Breakthrough, you'll see a Facebook come up that has on the end of it, High Ticket Dropshipping Mastery for New Entrepreneurs. Hit the join button, you'll get into the group. We do group only trainings in there, and there's thousands of other people who are going through the high ticket dropshipping journey that you can look for support from, ask questions, and find out if high ticket dropshipping is for you. Yeah, that's a good one. I would think without like off the cuff, I would probably say it's going to be either quality time or physical touch. I would say without giving it any deep thought whatsoever.
That's good. Do you like to give in any of those fashion? I'm always curious. Like, I like to give gifts. I don't know why. That just feels innately like the right thing. I also like to really say words of affirmation to a lot of people. And so is there something there that stands out to you that like you like to give that way?
I do like to give gifts. Yeah, I think I do like to give gifts for sure. That would be something I do like to do. I think the answer is going to vary a little bit as well, though. If we're talking about somebody that like I have an intimate relationship with, like my answer on physical touch is different, like to somebody who might be my employee. I don't know if
sure.
you can
sure.
be different in that.
But sure,
like, you know, like there's some people out there I just don't want to touch.
Yeah. I'm thankful mine is giving gifts. You know what I mean?
Many,
I
don't have to worry about this many, problem. Many reasons why I don't want to touch them, aside from the fact it may just not be appropriate.
Sure.
You know, they're like, you know, I just, Maybe I'm a bit funny with that. I don't know. I don't know what's. I don't know if there's a normal there, but you know. So maybe the answer is different. Is slightly different in different scenarios. I don't know.
If you're listening to this, I want to know, like, especially if you're a student and like there's a way that we can show you love in a way that would make you feel good. Please comment on the video, comment, throw it in Slack, whatever. I'm curious to know what everyone's love language is. Or really, like, did you hear this for the first time? Now you went home, you took it with your spouse, and you're like, holy shit, that really helped me. I want to hear that too, because I found this and I thought it was really, really cool. So, I don't know. Also, if you want to hear more employee stuff, tell us. John is a wealth of knowledge on hiring and employees and SOPs. I've learned a ton from him just watching him work with our partners. And so if you want to hear more of this stuff, just say, John, please talk more about it, because he's a wealth of knowledge.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.